Get it?
Mean special report. Now reporting.
Did you hear what Rosenberg said?
I don't want to be Jake Tapper.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Derrick Henry and the Purple Birds.
That's right.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. What happened?
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to ENN on this special weekend edition, a.k.a. President's Weekend. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Raymond Felton.
And good evening to Don.
God, I had a soft salami over at Katz. It's to die for.
I'd actually like to hear, I'm going to try this again with some of the great new drops we must have from Friday's argument. Let me start off by saying good evening to Michael.
I'll scream over you, too.
And good evening to Don.
I'll talk over you. I can do whatever I want.
Anything else there?
Tough break, man. Next time, maybe you'll do a better job.
Don't fight.
Over. The clock zeroed out. You lost. Next time, you might do a better job. Move on to the next subject. I just won.
What a jerk I am.
That's an opinion. Wow. There was something. So I teased before we went to break here, because my outfits are under attack today, by suggesting that I had some success selling a wrestling T-shirt over the weekend. Now, I recognize that if I did too well, Michael will turn this again into me being a bad guy in some way. Don, if it was someone else, he'd celebrate them for making a smart business decision.
Right.
You're arguing with something I haven't even said yet. What's wrong with you?
All right, so I sold a Bret Hitman Hart all-over print T-shirt, meaning that it's a design that's like all over the shirt. And this one has like a target on it and had bullet holes in it. And it wasn't my style, I realized. So I decided to sell it. What do you guys think I sold it for?
$180.
Is that your real guess?
You probably, if you're talking about it, probably $300. Like some poor person who thinks that's important spent $300.
Don, you have a guess?
$225.
$1,200.
What's wrong?
Good job by you, Peter. Great. You ripped somebody off. Good for you, my friend.
I didn't rip them off. I didn't rip them off.
But this is something you wore.
I don't know if I've ever worn it. It was in my.
It has your arm hair in it and your DNA from sweat.
No, I didn't. It was in my storage. I'd never really worn it. I don't think there's one picture of me. I can't recall ever wearing it.
Now, did you sell this because you needed money for crack? I mean, why did you get rid of a T-shirt that was worth that much?
Because I don't wear it, and right now the value for this particular type of T-shirt is so high, and I don't like how they look. So I was debating whether I should trade it to get more, and I thought I have so much right now, it's stupid. Let me see what I could get offer-wise.
So how do they pay you? They pay you with Venmo, or they send you a check, and then you send them the
an online payment situation, and then I went and FedExed the shirt.
Yeah, I don't know how you have a problem with Peter, Michael.
This is
capitalism.
He made this up as a problem, Don. I'm proud of him for ripping somebody off. It's
see,
great.
See, but that's the thing. That's the part, Don. Ripping somebody off.
If a T-shirt was made of gold, would you pay that kind of money?
Well, listen, would I like a game worn jersey or something? But like a T-shirt that could have been worn by the person that's selling it, I just don't know if I'm paying $1,200 for that.
No, you're not.
I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, you're not going to do that.
So I just it's kind of like, listen, the memorabilia stuff I get, there's a lot of things that are worth a lot of money and people want it. So I'm never going to knock anybody for spending whatever. But a T-shirt that could have very easily been like sweated on.
Well, no, it has been. Not by me.
Where does this person reside?
California.
Interesting.
Now, by the way, if you want to see the shirt and other shirts that I post, I have an Instagram page for it, Rosenberg Collectibles, and I post all kinds of random stuff
Never stops.
It's not a business.
He's one of the greats of all time.
It's not a business, Michael. It's a hobby.
It's a way of life.
Most of the stuff up there is not for sale. I'm just showing it off. The other day, I posted some Michael Jackson trading cards and other random things that I have.
Why wouldn't you get rid of those? I mean, he kind of had like a questionable ending. Get rid of those cards.
Well, I don't think they're worth very much.
My man cave is like, you know, vintage Toys R Us. Like, I got all kinds of stuff here.
Jeffrey's in the man cave. There's actually a giraffe down there.
So
is that true?
Yeah.
You know, the Twins like to come down here and play because it's just like sensory overload. I got like everything down here.
And now, is there one toy out there, Don, that you really want and would pay a lot of money for?
No. I mean, the $6 million man doll I did. Now, I got to be careful because to Marco, that's something to actually play with. So anyway, I had this in the box sealed. Eddie from Iron Maiden as a mummy. All right, and it was given to me. I think we had like a deal with McFarlane back in the day at ESPN. I got all these like hockey, baseball, all kinds of different collectibles from the McFarlane. You know the figurines, right? Mm-hmm. And so they gave me a bunch of Eddie from Iron Maiden. So Marco sees it, and he's like, he wanted to see the mummy. So I said, that's Eddie. So he keeps calling it Eddie Mummy, which I think is funny because it sounds like Eddie Money. So I'm like, what am I going to do with this? So I open it up, and he's playing with it. So just for the sake, I was just like, let me see what this is worth. It was $200. It was selling on eBay for $200. Now it's like, you know, it's in Marco's crib. So, but it made him happy. So
see,
it's well worth it.
There you go. What a dad. Stephen A. Smith, this may surprise you guys. When he caught wind of the fact that Anthony Davis might have an Achilles problem, and he has aggravated the Achilles, but at first people were worried it could be torn, and now it appears that it's not a blown-out Achilles, it's just strained. But Stephen A. was on First Take, and he said there are major implications to an AD injury.
LeBron will be just fine. He'll be there when it counts, but he needs AD. And without AD, the Lakers have no chance of winning the championship. And if the Lakers have no chance, then who the hell is going to beat Brooklyn? That answer is absolutely, positively no one.
No, that's a statement.
That's an opinion.
So what happens if they don't win?
I can't yet be at the point where I can say Brooklyn is unbeatable.
They're pretty darn good.
No, they are. But don't they have to at least put together a 20-game run where they're like 17-3?
So they're locking them out of the Eastern, according to him.
And stay on the court?
But according to Steven, they're a lock to come out of the East. Because last I checked, the Lakers are in the West, so...
The thing that, you know, we touched on it just slightly during the first 3 hours of the show. I mean, Steve Nash is the titular coach of the team. But two of the best players on the team just decided on the floor, you play point, I'll be off guard. Kind of usurping the authority of the coach, I would think.
Well, that would imply there was authority in the first place.
I would hope that he has some authority.
I don't think he does.
He makes friendly recommendations.
It really is stunning. All right, you be the point guard, I'll be the off guard. That's usually like a coaching decision. But these guys, I do believe that it's very fluid, so to speak.
Now, in spite of the fact that my new single, Marcus Smart, is doing tremendous, we're up to 50,000 plays on Spotify.
Nice.
Yeah, there you go. And 50,000 on Apple. We're getting somewhere. But I don't know if you guys realize this, Marcus Smart was injured days after that.
Yeah, it's not good.
He's still out. The Celtics are not playing well. They lost to the Wizards yesterday. Here's Kemba Walker after the game.
Positive, it ain't many positives, I'm going to be honest. You know, we just are not good right now. But it's very controllable. You know, I don't think it's anything that's uncontrollable. I think it's us, you know, as a whole. You know, we just got to be better. You know, I think I could do a better job, just getting my teammates prepared to play a game. And, you know, we'll get better. Some very disappointing, you know, losses. We're just not playing the way that we know that we're capable of playing, and that has to be fixed and soon.
Danny Ainge said something that's somewhat troubling. He said, you know, just changing the faces doesn't change things. He said, but in this case, we might just have to change the faces and take our chance.
Yeah, Brad Stevens was supposedly irate after that loss.
Brad Stevens that was coaching. No.
What?
No. It was Pete Buttigieg.
No, that's not true. He's busy. He has a job.
No. They switched jobs for the day.
That is simply not true. Yeah, I'm not quite hitting. I know the Celtics are 500. They're not playing well. I'm not quite hitting the panic button yet. But I certainly understand why people are freaking out. Kevin Durant is out for at least two games with a hamstring strain. Of course, we know the Nets have been searching for a defensive presence ever since Jared Allen was traded in the Harden deal. The Cavs are no longer planning to play Andre Drummond as they seek a trade. Drummond's averaging 17.5 points, 13.5 rebounds. So we'll see what happens with that. Another player who's not playing while potentially being shopped is Blake Griffin. Griffin and the Pistons have agreed that he'll be out of the lineup until they work out a resolution to his future. Let's hear from our very own Adrian Wojnarowski on the Blake Griffin situation.
He's a player who, while he doesn't play above the rim anymore, he's not the all-NBA Blake Griffin that people remember. You know, he still has shown this season, you know, to be a pretty efficient offensive player. He's shooting. You see him obviously out, stepping out, shooting the three, played a back-to-back last week and played well.
So we'll see. He could be a cool piece for a team to pick up, though.
Oh, he's not no dunks though anymore,
and he's not well. And this year, he also just hasn't been nearly as productive. His numbers are down quite a bit. But Blake Griffin still has gas in the tank. What's your name? Don. I get confused with the screaming, the aggressiveness. You guys are tough to follow. But did you pay any attention to the Daytona 500 yesterday?
I did. It was very difficult though, because it was like a 6-hour rain delay.
Yeah, it was a long one.
But, you know, started watching at 8 and got caught up, and it was actually pretty good. But really, when those restrictor plate races, just watch the last lap. It's going to end up in a crash, and then it's somebody you don't expect to end up getting the win. So
it's exactly what happened.
It was interesting.
And Michael McDowell ends up getting the win, his first victory in 358 Cup starts. He was running third before the last lap crash that Don was saying was so likely to happen. And, yeah, the delay was 5 hours and 40 minutes. But Michael McDowell, your Daytona 500 winner.
I was telling Andrew about this. I don't know if any of you guys are a fan of the movie Days of Thunder.
I was a fan of the ride at King's Dominion.
Did you see the movie?
No.
Oh.
Is it good?
Well, anyway, they had a documentary during the rain delay of the making of the movie, and it was pretty fascinating.
How good is Days of Thunder?
That's very good. Tom Cruise, Robert Duvall, Randy Quaid, Nicole Kidman. It's very good.
Kidman, not Kitman.
Whatever her name is. You know what I was talking about, right?
So if I called you Donald Geeka, we'd all know, but it would be wrong.
True. I apologize to her. But
you know she's married to you now? Let's see if you really know your pop culture.
Oh, well, it's a
yeah,
it's the country artist that's
right.
Australian.
Yeah, who is it?
I can't think of his name.
Oh, come on. You could do it.
Give me the initials.
K-U.
Oh, that's Keith Urban.
There you go. All yeah. Right.
See, I'm up, you know, following, you know, 50s actresses and their country and Western husbands. That's right my wheelhouse for pop culture.
Love it.
Rafael Nadal advances to his 13th straight Australian Open quarterfinal.
Yeah, Raf.
Rafa. I watched Serena get a win yesterday as well.
Yeah, Serena.
She struggled but ended up with a three-set victory.
What time is all this happening?
It's like 3 in the morning.
Man. Well, no. Yesterday, I watched Serena play a night match yesterday morning. Is that right?
I think she's playing today again at 3 in the morning, I read.
I was watching yesterday at like 10 a.m.
Did you
like
see
that.
The daughter of the Pegulas is in the quarterfinals? The owners of the Buffalo Bills?
That's right. Unseeded yeah. American Jessica Pegula
yeah.
is into the quarters. Her parents own the Bills and the Sabres. She beat Alina Svitolina of Ukraine, 6-4, 3-6, 6-3. She'll take on American Jennifer Brady next.
Jen Brady?
If you guys had to bet it, you think Serena gets one more or no?
Yes.
I hope it's not this one, too. I mean, I hope if it's this one, I hope there's another one.
What do you mean you hope it's not this one? Why?
Because no one sees this.
But, I mean, when you're 38 years old, you can't be saying, I don't want this one. She needs one.
Well, I don't think she's saying it. Peter's saying it.
Yeah, well, Peter carries a lot of weight.
No, I want her to get this one, but I hope it ends with like a U.S. Open or a Wimbledon. Like, I want to be able to have us watching it on a Sunday. and
Peter,
we're dialed in.
Can I tell you something that you might not know?
Go ahead.
Life is not a fairy tale, my friend.
You know what?
This is Peter. Correct. People paying him $1,200 for his undershirts.
You know, that's an excellent point.
It's not an undershirt.
It is an undershirt.
No. It's an overshirt. Would never wear that as an undershirt. First of all, it's a big shirt.
I'd wear it
with a big
to bed.
Design on it. It doesn't even make
sense.
That's
stuff I wear to bed. Who's wearing shirts like that out?
That one's a tough one. That's why I sold it. But
Peter wore one today on the air.
Yeah, I was ridiculed for wearing a lovely shirt with Sunny on it. And by the way, she's wearing shorts and a crop top. Come on, Don. I expect better from you. Don't be a
prude.
But
I only see half the shirt. I just see there's a lady leaning against the bottle. For a network that it only wanted collared shirts, I'm like, boy, Peter's really riding a wave here.
Well, what if I wore a collar shirt with a picture of a lady leaning against a bottle?
That would just look ridiculous.
Maybe the Roosevelts could do that for you.
It's like a velvet painting.
That's what Michael has of himself right next to him right now.
It's not velvet. This is not velvet, Michael, like Velvet Elvis. This
Michael,
is not velvet.
You Michael don't know. You can't tell on television.
Well, I'm telling you. It's a painting. It's not velvet. I've got the velvet dogs playing poker.
Excuse me? Wait, are they playing polka?
I've got the poker one and the polka one.
Poker.
Is John Candy there?
Yeah, the Schmengi brothers are here. They'll be joining us at 6:30.
Story came out that Tampa Bay running back Leonard Fournette was nearly released by the Bucs. Arian said he met with Fournette about his week 14 benching and the reduced role. He said, Arian said, I said, this is your situation. It can change at the drop of a hat. Either embrace it or you say, cut me. I said, what do you want? Because this is a very special team that you're a part of. I think you've got a feeling of that. Just see if you can hang in there and see what happens. And he did, and I'm really proud of him. Then, of course, Fournette took advantage after a COVID-19 positive, took out Ronald Jones. And the next thing we know, he's dashing to the end zone, a Super Bowl champion. That might have been, was that the offensive highlight of the game?
Well, the Gronk catches, you're going to ignore those?
Oh, but there was nothing special about them. Like, that run was really special.
That was an awesome, like, if I was a Bucs fan, I feel like that's the moment I'd be reliving over and over again. Like when Timmy Smith ran for 200 yards and had run after run after run. What a glorious, glorious day that was.
No NFL player should be called Timmy Smith.
Why?
Because anybody who's named Timmy Smith should be 10 or younger.
Oh, there's got to be some famous
Timmy. No. First of all, no adult should be called Timmy. Anybody that's got, I believe that anybody with an E at the end, like Timmy, Mikey, has to be 10 or under. That's so why I never called Jim Cott Kitty. I just felt weird.
You never refer to our boss, Tim McCarthy, as Timmy?
Never. Never.
You ever want to?
No. Sometimes I don't want to refer to him, but never Timmy.
Yeah, well, hold on. What about Kenny Albert?
He's Kenny. There's nothing I can say to that. He is the Kenny. He's not a Ken. He's not a Ken Albert.
He's not a Kenneth Albert.
No, he's not. He's a Kenneth more than a Ken, but he's not a Ken Albert. A Ken Albert to me is somebody that would lean against the car, his elbow on the top of the car, smoking a heater. That's not him.
Right.
Ken
Albert. Really? Speedwagon T-shirt on.
Yeah.
That's Ken Albert.
That's Ken Albert. Kenny Albert is who he is.
I love this game. From now on, let's play a game where you take a name, and by adding just an Y at the end, it completely changes who they are.
Right, Nicole Kidman.
Petey Rosenberg. That's not you.
Yeah, no. You know who Petey Rosenberg is?
Who?
He was like the star of a.
Tweet me?
He was like the star of a Brooklyn basketball team in 1916.
Wow!
Scored 23 points a game. Little Petey Rosenberg.
Yeah, I think.
And Donnie LaGreca, that's a 5-year-old. That's not even a 10-year-old.
But Don gets called Donnie.
I always
never
refer
by me.
Donnie with an IE too. How about that?
I think I call you Donnie sometimes.
Yeah,
and
whenever I like write a card to my mom or. It's always Donnie.
You write love Donnie?
Yeah.
No. There's Donnie Osmond, and that's it.
But that's
he's
my
not
mom.
Don Osmond.
No, hold on. This is his mother, though.
I understand. I don't think Donnie Osmond writes Donnie to his mother if she's still with us. He probably writes Don.
Michael, you know what movie I watched over the weekend I think you'd enjoy?
What?
Hustlers, the Jennifer Lopez vehicle.
I did not. I've never seen that.
I think you'd enjoy it. Now, I have to get, I didn't think I'd have to tell you this, but after what happened last week with Charlie and Titanic, I should tell you, nudity? It's not for the kids.
Really?
Unless you want them to see, you know, Cardi B naked in a strip club. I don't know if it's
how
the...
naked is she?
Cardi?
Yeah. Backle or frontal?
I don't think backle's a word.
Oh, it's in my vernacular. It
so
is.
Full frontal?
No, there's no full frontal.
Upper
I think
frontal.
There's actually a male
is there
full
upper frontal.
Frontal. There's upper frontal.
Okay. What's the name
and
of the
And then J-Lo, J-Lo has a lot of lower backle.
Backle. Yeah.
Backle.
But it's actually, it's it surprised me how much I enjoyed the movie, actually. It's a, it's
the backle
movie.
Or the movie?
No, I knew I'd enjoy the backle. I enjoyed the movie more. I got to tell you, I'm not a strip club guy, though, so those scenes don't do anything for me.
I hate strip clubs. Have for years.
She's not a fan.
I don't get it.
It's like going to a buffet and not being able to taste the food.
I've never
yeah, you
been
cannot
a strip
have
club
any food.
Guy.
It's right. ridiculous. It is one of the greatest ripoffs of all time.
It's
perpetrated on humans.
It's uncomfortable. I'm just not a big
yeah,
fan.
Where do you
but,
look?
But the movie's good.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sad news, guys. The Hillsborough County, Florida Sheriff's Office reported today that they're investigating the death of former NFL great Vincent Jackson of the then San Diego Chargers and Tampa Bay Bucks. He was 38 years old. He was found dead at 11:30 a.m. today at the Homewood Suites in Brandon, Florida. No apparent signs of trauma, so they are looking to figure out the cause of death. His family reported him missing on Wednesday, and a formal report was filed on Thursday. But they located him, apparently, they located him on Friday. And the missing persons case was canceled after his well-being was confirmed. And then he was found dead.
They found him, and he was okay?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. It sounds like that was last week.
This doesn't, well... Doesn't sound like we're going to have a good story at the end.
Well,
of this.
Well, listen. I think you can say safely. There's no way it turns out good. We know the ending. Brian Glazer, the Bucks owner and co-chairman, sent a message. We're shocked and saddened to hear the terrible news regarding the loss of Vincent Jackson. During his 5 seasons with our franchise, Vincent was a consummate professional who took a great deal of pride in his performance on and off the football field. Vincent was a dedicated father, husband, businessman, and philanthropist who made a deep impact on our community. Through his unyielding advocacy for military families. He was a 3-time Pro Bowler, 5 times received for over 1,000 yards, hell of a football player. Also a message up from the Los Angeles Chargers echoing the same sentiment. Overall, 540 catches, over 9,000 yards, 57 touchdowns over his 12-year career. So rest in peace to Vincent Jackson. Don, do you know what happened on this day, all the way back in 2014?
Yeah, that would be a big, big day in Sochi for TJ Oshie.
Oshie and Bobrovsky duel again. Score! Team USA wins!
There you go. The great Doc Emmerich on the call. And that'll do it for ENN. What?
Okay, finish your out.
You already ruined it. Go ahead.
I would like to talk to Doc Emrick.
Okay.
And just ask him, do you miss it? Because it's easy to retire, right? But then once the season starts, how do you feel? Do you miss it? Is it like having a part of your life taken away? Or are you at peace? Andrew, get on Doc Emrick tomorrow, please.
Although it's a weird year, though.
Just because we're still in the midst of a pandemic and buildings.
That's what I was saying.
Like, no fans. You know. He may not.
But he's been calling games his whole life.
Got games in Lake Tahoe this weekend. I'm sure he'd have been all over that.
Yeah, Ken Albert did it, right? Ken
What's
Albert
coming
did
up?
But he did the Capitals game, I think, on
He did the Capitals Penguins yesterday.
It was a high scoring game. I think 6-3, wasn't it?
Wow, 6-3 was your final. Couple empty netters. Sidney Crosby scored. Very good. He's better than his dad.
Oh. Who, Sidney? Absolutely. Now,
Dad was Bing. People don't realize that.
Is that true?
Yeah, because people say, "Well, Sidney Crosby's so great." His father is Bing.
But he had him when he was 80 years old.
Yes, he did.
Now, that's an opinion.
You realize I've been hearing the Capitals. The name the Capitals has been a part of like my brain, my entire conscious life. And now whenever I hear it, I just hear Don going, "I'll run all the names down to the Capitals," every single time.
I didn't think that's where you were going to go.
Yeah, and no, I didn't either. I really did not think
I thought somehow January 6th was going to come in.
I was thinking the same thing.
You know what?
I'll write all the numbers down for the Capitals.
No, it's that. It's
That's a major compliment you just paid me, Peter. Thank you.
It's the way you say Capitals.
Write all the numbers down for the Capitals.
That'll do it for ENN on this President's Day, Monday.
Wow. Shining Wizards, Kevin said, it's not a ripoff, the shirt that Peter sold. All overprint WWF shirts are crazy desired.
Wow. By weirdos.
Wow. Hey, one of those weirdos.
I'm not judging people. If you're buying a T-shirt that sweat was wiped off with for $1,200, you know what? You got issues.
But do you realize, Donnie, how valuable Peter's DNA is?
It's not about that, though.
Yeah, but they're probably gambling on that.
Excuse me?
That they could have a whole army of Peter Rosenbergs.
I don't. Oh, you think they're going to turn the shirt into
cloning.
A person?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, all right, we'll look for that.
So Netflix has on they made a deal with Dave Chappelle, and they have the Chappelle Show back.
Oh, welcome back.
And
are
I watched the first
that?
Episode. Yeah, they are paying. He said millions and millions of dollars. But I actually watched the first episode, and the first episode was when he was the Klansman who was blind.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just brilliant. It's just brilliant.
What's his first name? Bigsby. Is Clayton
Bigsby.
Yeah, Clayton Bigsby. That's it.
Wow.
It's one of the great episodes of anything ever.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, SNL had a couple funny skits this weekend, I thought.
Yes, SNL was very good.
Dating game was hilarious.
Yes, it was good. 1-800-919-3776. We'll take phone calls right till 7. Right till 7 until Nick pregame show. Kay LaGreca, Rosenberg and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.